Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story. Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
My name is Emily Wildhaber. Today is Tuesday, April 25th, 2023. We are at the Cass County Historical Society with Robin Lee. Robin, how about you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Robin Lee. I've lived in Cass County most all of my life and Harrisonville a long time.
Perfect. So today we're talking about the country schools. So what schools did you attend?
I went to 8 Mile.
Okay. For how long?
I started at first grade in 1959 and ended with 1 month, I believe, of the fifth grade. And I believe that was 1963. So the fall of 63 is when we moved to Harrisonville. So, and then 2 months later, I believe it was, my best friend moved, so I was happy camper. The only sad thing was we weren't in the same class because Harrisonville had 3 classes full of kids.
Oh, yeah.
About 25 or so in each grade. So.
What do you remember about 8 Mile?
I mean, it was very compact. It was a big, of course, open room. I believe we had maybe a coal stove, I don't think it was wood. I think it was maybe coal, or I'm not positive about that. I've been trying to rack my brain about what kind of stove did we eat with, because it was cold in there. I mean, the girls wore pants under their dresses. If they wore dresses, they wore pants under their dresses to stay warm. So it was, 8 grades and just a few children in each grade. And when I started in the first grade, there were 3 girls. There was Rita, Robin, and Ronnie, Rita, Robin, and Ruth, and we were called the 3 R's. That's what Mrs. Hinken called us, and she was an older teacher, but she was good. She was not too strict. She did not allow you to talk. I got caught talking one time and got in trouble and got sent outside, so I was not happy with it. Because I was mortified and embarrassed beyond. But, and then back then Ruth and I were just talking, my best friend, who went there also. When you got to the 7th and 8th grade, you kind of move things around a bit. They used to switch. And so in 7th grade, you would do 8th grade math. Well, then Ruth's family moved to town, and her older sister had 2 years of 8th grade math and no 7th grade math. So I thought that was pretty funny little detail.
That is funny.
So we played softball. We didn't have a lot of outside entertainment. It was mainly softball and the swings, where my sister cut a gash in her head. Ooh. Standing on the swing with, I think, another child, and she fell off and got hit in the head, I think's how that worked, something to that order. So, yeah, we made a trip into the doctor's office that day. So, but, yeah, we had a teeter-totter, we had swings, we didn't have much else. So, outbuildings were inconvenient.
Did you have plumbing in the school itself at all?
No,
none. Did you have electricity?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm younger than, those days. Thank goodness. Yes, we had electricity. But that was it.
So outhouses.
Yes, lovely. There was girls and there was the boys.
I bet that was cold in winter.
Very. You just tried not to have to go. We were no dummies. Yeah. And especially, you know, when you have an indoor bathroom at home, then you go to school all day, 5 days a week, and you, yeah, they're not fun. Not fun. I like indoor plumbing a lot. So, yeah. So, we carpooled. Ruth and I were talking about this. We carpooled, and her mother did not drive. And, but, you know, one family had a station wagon, so she could put quite a few kiddos in there to go about a mile down the road to our homes was about all it was, not too far. I think the superintendent came, I don't know how often he came, you know, he had to do a little bit of an inspection, and he'd try to see how smart you were and ask you funny little questions and try to make it fun so kids weren't nervous, I think, you know, but... Yeah.
Who was your first teacher when you first came?
My first grade teacher was Mrs. Hinken. She probably retired at 65. Okay. And she did not live that much longer. She actually moved across the street from my first set of in-laws on Stella here in town. And then when I had my first two babies a year apart, I would take them over there to visit her. And it kind of lifted her day a little bit, I like to think. But, yeah, she had a massive heart attack and did not survive it. So that was a kind of a loss. And then, so she taught the girls and I 3 years, first, second, third grade. Then fourth grade was the lovely Mrs. Alexander, who tried to switch my youngest sister from writing left-handed to right. They tried to switch Terry, but Terry was multifunctional. She batted. Did she bat?
She batted left-handed, bowled,
left-handed, caught right-handed, and wrote right-handed, and used scissors right-handed, because if you could find left-handed scissors, as in my mother's day, who was also a lefty full-time, except for cutting, and she could write with both hands. She probably had to learn how, because she probably had to trick some teachers along the way, I think. But I don't know if she was more obstinate, but she did not switch over. So, yeah, that was pretty common.
I don't know
why they thought that was a bad thing, but they wanted you to, you know. And it's funny to me, because I always thought it was odd, the ones that their hands would... And probably because they were trying to... I think maybe figure it all out on how to switch maybe from, you know, what the other kids were doing right-handed and try to, maybe, I don't know, I was thought it was kind of comical. Got to find things to laugh at in a one-room school, girls.
So was it just one teacher for all the grades?
One teacher for all the grades, and sometimes she would lump for different things. You would, like the older ones would kind of lump together. Like maybe 7th and 8th grade would, and sometimes there would be only one or two in a grade.
Sure.
So, you know, I remember them being lumped together some.
What kind of lessons do you remember having? Or?
I mean, we had the old stuff, you know, the older, just like they have now, only, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic, and English. And a spelling, and math, and history or geography, or maybe they, I think they intertwined. I don't know that we had a book for each. You know, she had to, you had to roll right through it because you had all these lessons and they were all different from age group to age group. So I'm sure they, I remember not a lot of time with each subject for each grade or group, however. And we had play days. They called them play days back then. Now, what do they call them nowadays?
Like field day?
Yeah, they call them field days now. Okay. We called them play day. And you got together with other schools, Gun City and Lone Elm, and that I remember, and 8 Mile, and I don't know how many. And I remember having to memorize a poem and stand up in front of all these people.
Do you remember the poem?
No. Purposefully, no. No, I was scared out of my wits. Mm. No, I just wanted to be over with.
Okay.
So,
yeah, tell us, how would you describe yourself as a kid?
Oh, I was extremely withdrawn and shy, and I wouldn't say so much naive, because I grew to understand that I had to be cautious around certain people and certain kids, and we didn't really have what you'd call bullies. I just think it would never have flown anyway. Mm. It would not have been allowed. You would have been in big trouble. So that, I don't remember any of that. You know, you always wanted to be liked by everybody. My thing was, I just wanted to be liked by everybody. I just wanted to just, you know, and Ruth was very, she had, my best friend had and still is quite, you know, she's quite voiceful. But, and she would have had a ball with this, because she went to college for communication, so she would have had a blast.
Sure.
Yeah, she would have.
Maybe we'll be able to get her in another time.
Yeah.
But so this is your best friend from that time?
Yeah, from when she was 5 and I was 6. We moved in probably, knowing my mother, probably August. And school then, for the rural kids and for most kids, did not start until September, until after Labor Day, because the kids had to be available to help on their farms. Mm-hmm. So the farm kid, that's where all that started. And so we would yell across the back fence, which was a pasture between, you know, her home and my home. And it was quite a pretty large pasture. We had pretty good lungs. So we kind of started knowing each other right before school started. And so Rita, on the other hand, she was a stinker. She would try to plot one against the other. Yeah. She was an only child. And I don't know whether that played a role. She's a very spoiled only child. But, you know, I would go to her house, and her mom was very, very kind and wouldn't let me help with dishes, which my mother hated. You know, she didn't want me to help. She wouldn't allow it. You need to talk to her if you got a problem with it. Yeah. So, anyway, but... Yeah, I mean, there were some fond memories. There were Christmas programs. We had one family that were Jehovah's Witnesses, and they would come, and they would participate. And their parents, their family would come. But that was a stretch back then. That was probably a huge stretch. Mm. Yeah, and I remember the mom always wanting people to understand. She told a very precious lady to me from our little church that, she said, I believe in Jesus. She said, they do believe differently. And, but all the kids just, you know, they'd been there a while. They lived right across from the school, right across 7 Highway. So they'd been there and raised their other kids in that little school. So they were well known. But, we had play days and we had school programs, and mainly for Christmas. I don't remember any other Easter or anything like that.
What kind of performances or what happened at the
program? Mainly singing and poems at the Christmas program, yeah. Okay. That's what it would be. Maybe a little play for the older kids. Mm-hmm. Maybe a short play.
Did you enjoy those? Or?
Again, if I had to stand up in front of people, no. Mm-hmm. No. In a group, better. In a group, better. Mm-hmm.
But how about the field days? What did you say they were called?
They're called play day.
Play day.
That was called play day.
What were you playing?
We would do a long jump.
Okay.
And then, which I was really good at. And being so short, I don't know how that worked. But I guess my upper body is where my length is, and not my legs, but I don't think it was anything like Harrisonville I had when I got to high school, which was like 800 and 400, and there weren't those long runs.
Sure.
But
kind of track and field events.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like that, yeah. And then you had your indoor things like the poems, and I'm sure some kids sang. I was out of the loop and younger, so I don't remember that too much. But that's pretty much it. Mostly running, and you know, you had a lunch. Everybody brought their lunch, and of course, every day everybody brought their lunch. So, and amazingly enough, I don't think any of us ever got food poisoning, and there was no refrigerator in that school. There was no mini fridge. There was nothing like that, which, you know, they could have had. We had electricity.
Sure.
So the water was in a bucket with a dipper, and you didn't drink out of the dipper. You did, thank goodness, have your own cup. And you had a little, they recommended you brought this little metal cup, and it folded down. And I never could figure out how that water managed to stay in there when those little things folded up into tiny little circles flat. But that was kind of funny. So, yeah, we didn't have any way to cook. There was no warming anything up. So you just, either that or your mom. I think once in a while some of the moms would bring hot lunch. My mom wasn't one of those.
No.
So, yeah, I would have done it, but she didn't do that. But that was kind of more rare.
Sure.
So,
yeah. Was it a lot of sandwiches and such?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was, I mean, literally about it. Probably a lot of peanut butter and jelly because it didn't get hot.
Mm.
Not a lot of frills, you know, just old-timey desks and no air conditioning, of course. Might have been fans. I don't even think there were fans up in the ceiling. I don't recall that. I remember the pendant lights coming down and the great big schoolhouse lights. But not. I don't think we had any fan. If we had a fan, it was a box fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like plug into the wall.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. I mean, it was. When you think back, it was a bit primitive, for sure. You know, it definitely was because, I mean, we had an air conditioner, a big, large window air conditioner in our home, and mm-hmm. automatic washer and dryer. And my mom always had the newest appliances. And so, yeah, it was pretty primitive. But there was a coat room in the back, and everybody was just a little tiny, skinny coat room, probably not much bigger than this desk in length. And then there was a book shelf, I guess you will. And my best friend just said last week, we were talking and reminiscing, and she said, well, you know, that those books back there, I could read anything I wanted. And when we moved to the fifth grade to Harrisonville, I had to read fifth grade books. So yeah, and I'm sure that, you know, the quantity was minimal.
Sure.
But the bookmobile came.
Mm.
So then when the bookmobile came, you got to choose and pick two or three at a time, I think it was. And same thing when I moved to Harrisville, the bookmobile came. So,
were you a big reader?
I have been an avid reader my whole life. Mm. Most of my kids are avid readers. The youngest just fought it and fought it. Now he likes to read, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
he did not care a lick for it growing up. But all the others mostly, yeah,
mm-hmm.
are readers. Because I always felt like if you can read, you can do anything you want. So, you know, the fun thing was getting into the stories and being a part of the story.
Sure.
And, yeah, and that was cool. So, yeah, I love to read. I still read every day.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Keep your brain sharp.
Absolutely.
Read, cook, bake, do all those things. Recipes, keep my brain sharp. Gotta stay up with these kids.
On average, how many in the school per year?
When I first started, it was more toward the probably 14, 15 numbers. And then every year, I mean, if you look here on mm-hmm. these pictures, 3, 6, 8, 10, 17. So that was a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and then this was the year before, so fewer.
Sure.
So it would go up and down. I want to say between, while I was there, probably roughly, yeah, like 13-ish, 14.
Did you all get along?
I think you didn't dare not. Yeah, I was expected you were going to behave and be nice and quiet. And when the other children were being taught, you were doing your studies. And not being boisterous and not leaving your desk. The heavens, no. I would never have flown. Yeah, you did what you were told and you carried on. So, and if you didn't, then you got in trouble. Mm-hmm. Got sent outside once, didn't like it.
Yeah, so you said you got in trouble once?
Talking.
Talking, uh-oh.
One time. I can tell you who it was. Let me see if, oh yeah, that little.
Oh, so it wasn't your best friend.
Oh gosh, no, he was a mess. No. David Lear. And then when they stayed, but then the Harrisonville School District annexed them. But that wasn't until later. And I know Rita went to Garden City Grade School. For some reason, I don't know whether, I think her house was way further out than ours in the country. So she was probably in the Garden City, closer to Garden City than Harrisonville, but most all the others. And then there was no Sherwood. So when high school time came around, then she was in Harrisonville High School.
Okay.
Because there was no Garden City High School back then. So.
What would you say your best memory from this time?
Ruth has a lot. I don't have as many. I mean, the older kids helped teach us softball and helped sometimes with our writing. I remember that. And Ruth's oldest sister, I believe, was an eighth grader when we first started at first grade. And then she went on to Harrisville High School. But yeah, they kind of helped. They helped some. And taught you fun things like how to take a, and I believe it was Mike Petty, who is no longer with us. He was old, one of the older ones, but not, he was probably, I want to say sixth or seventh grade when Ruth and I started. And he would teach how to fold that piece of paper up there and put, and make it a half sheet quite neatly. With your fingernail, and you would go back and forth. You all know how to do that? Okay. So that's where I learned how to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, there wasn't a lot of time for a lot of fun, if you will, fun things.
Okay.
Like nowadays, you know, teachers try to, all the teachers I know, they try to make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them try to add things in. You have things during the day that you do that you break away from, you know, to keep from being so bored, I think, and so feisty.
Sure.
So, but we didn't have a lot of time for that.
Mm.
You know, and that was, I mean, this was some time ago. So, it was more children do as you're told and, you know,
sure.
Stay in your seat, do as you're told. You know, do as I say, not as I do. So, yeah, not a lot of extras.
Sure.
Pretty set in concrete the way your day was going to go, about every day.
Okay.
Real close to the same. So.
Do you have a worst memory or a saddest memory?
Can't bring some of those up.
It's fine. Whatever you're comfortable sharing.
But, you know, I just try not to think about, because it wasn't happening often. It was, you know, it's a memory because it's part of, you know, sometimes what creepy little kids do is make bad memories for you.
Sure.
And you have to try to figure out how you're not going to let that happen. So, yeah. As a shy little girl, you just kind of wanted, you liked the attention until you didn't like the attention. And sometimes it was just, you know, you just try to remember the good times.
That's
so,
funny.
But yeah, it wasn't horrible. You know, it was sure nice to move to Harrisonville and get hot meals, though. That was our favorite.
That was a big perk.
Oh, yeah, and they were like a quarter, 35 cents, something like that, when we started there, I think. I think our meals were like a quarter or something.
Mm.
But yeah, that was, and then going outside in a big playground with a whole lot of kids.
Oh, yeah.
So you weren't playing with the same, you know, 10 or 12, 13, 14
sure.
kids. And the little ones, you know, they couldn't keep up, of course. But the bigger ones taught you how to play softball and, you know.
Any good?
Taught you how to bat. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was good at baseball. Yeah. I was good at, basketball was not my thing.
Mm.
I think too short and I didn't have the confidence. But baseball, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Baseball, skating, you know, those kind of things. I was very, liked sports. So, yeah. But like I said, there wasn't a lot. I mean, you know, wasn't a lot of things to do. So you had to make the best of what you did have to do.
Sure.
So, you know, and it's always good to like your teacher. So there was one year when none of us liked that teacher.
Oh. Tell us a little more about that.
She was just very, very strict and always had a frown on her face. And, you know, just go do something else. And even then it was like, I think you're in the wrong profession, lady. And I remember her cracking my sister's knuckles.
Oof.
Yeah. And my mom. You did not mess with my mom. She wasn't the greatest mom in the world, but boy, I'll tell you, when something was wrong, it was just wrong.
Mm.
And because they had tried to switch her, and she dealt with that, not being able to get the proper scissors and,
sure.
you know, things. The rest of us just take for granted that we have, that are easy to use. But, yeah, that lady was not nice. She just, you know, the first bad grade I ever got, I got with her.
Mm.
And I was mortified because you just didn't take a bad grade home to my mom.
What was the subject?
Oh, my goodness. I'm sure I've still got my grade card. I've got some of my mom's grade cards, too. You know, I think it was math. Yeah, I think it was math.
She gave you a bad grade in math.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there was no coming over and saying, hey, how can I help you with this? Or,
sure.
You know, can we, you know, let me see if we can, you know, get you out of this little spot
help
you're in.
Succeed.
And,
yeah.
And you know, because, I mean, especially with so few kids in such a small place, you don't want anybody poking at you. And hopefully nobody else knew. But yeah, that was she was the one. She was, boy, I don't know if other kids liked her or didn't, but she just wasn't kind.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we were all jumping for joy when it was announced she wasn't coming back the next year. And that was before I knew we were ever, you know, a few of us were moving.
Uh-huh.
So, but... So.
Did you have a best teacher?
In that school, you know, Mrs. Hinken was good. We really liked Macy Cavanaugh. She just came in and she was happy-go-lucky and kind of bouncy and personality more so by far than what we had endured for a year, the
mm-hmm.
year before.
Yeah.
So it was nice to see, you know, she expected you to do, you know, your work, and that's fair, but she was fair. And then, you know, when she got over here with my children at McEwen, same thing. You know, when I went in for the teachers' meetings, she was, you know, I believe my daughter was a talker. My sons were not. Bronson probably was, but she didn't have him. But, yeah, she was very kind. The kids liked her. Yeah. So that was a plus. I would have liked to have stayed there a year with her.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been a nice, you know, perk to have her for a year. I always felt. So I was glad when my two of my kiddos got her. Because I knew, you know, I knew she'd be a good teacher. So
absolutely. So, you were there for how long?
for actually 4 full years,
okay,
up through fourth grade, completed fourth grade, and then about a month for me into the fifth grade.
Okay. And mm-hmm. then you moved?
Yes.
Is that right?
Here.
Your family moved?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Outside of town, but in the Harrisonville School District.
Was that a big adjustment?
I mean, you rode a bus, you know, which you weren't used to, and that was another whole nother eye-opening ball game. But, you know, you had a more to do. And the music teacher came into your room. I'm trying to think of her name, June somebody. She was still with us a few years ago. So that was different. Having music, you know, in your own age group. And
did you have any music at April?
I mean, I imagine we had some, because, you know, you had to go outside and play for your activity and physical education. And so I imagine that there was, I just don't remember much of that. Mm. But you did practice for these upcoming events,
right,
that I spoke of earlier. Uh-huh. So then that was,
because
yeah,
you were going up against other schools, is
other
that right?
Small schools, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So, and I think several of those kids are still around. Some memories are fuzzier than others. You know, like the music every day, like several days a week. I don't recall that.
Sure.
I don't recall us.
What do you feel like are the sharpest memories for you?
It was so routine. You know, it all just kind of rolled into the same thing every day.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't, you know, what you would call exciting.
Sure.
It was just what you did. You just, you know, baseball was fun. Softball was fun. I'm trying to think if there were any other. I mean, you know, there weren't things like soccer and things like that back then. So you didn't have that. Nobody, I don't believe, maybe one child might have ridden his bike to school because he was right down from the school and didn't have to cross the highway. I think maybe John Anderson maybe rode his bike to school some. But, I mean, you know, you felt like you knew everybody, you know, fairly well. And some of the parents got together and would have dinner together and their families, and some wouldn't. It was just kind of, I mean, you go to school, you sit there, you don't have a lot extra to do, and you go outside and play, and you eat your lunch, and, you know, outside if it's pretty, which was nice to get out again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, but, you know, this was some time ago, so
sure.
I'm reaching back a minute.
Do you feel like you got a good education?
I managed to get right into the fifth grade, no problems. I mean, everything was where it needed to be to get you there, moving from such a small place. And I mean, it was kind of exciting a little bit, but then, you know, you knew you were going to miss your close-knit. It was more of a close-knit community, kind of like a neighborhood, you know. And
did you have any other particular stories you wanted to share? Any highlights that we haven't touched on?
Well, Ruth and I were talking about one little situation where, at Halloween, it was is quite, for me to be a little bolder was something, because I was not bold. But I wanted a princess costume for Halloween, and we must have been, I don't know, second, third grade. And I thought, my mom will never give me that. Well, she did. But the thing was, and I wanted to take it to school. In the little box. And I had a little, tiny little suitcase thing. But she told me I couldn't open it up and show it to anybody. Well, what kid's going to go with that? So, because you got attention, and I knew they'd like it, because it was really cute.
Did kids dress up for Halloween at school back then? Or?
No. And if that would have happened, then the one little family would not have come. Hmm. Uh-huh. And so we did have, Rita had a Halloween party and I did go to it. And my mom had my grandma in the car with us, and she went to the back of the drive, stayed in the back of the driveway. And I said, Mother, why are you parking back here so far? And she said, well, we don't want anybody to know who the princess is, because you were full costume, you know. And so, you know, a couple of them knew when I walked in the door. Wasn't a big deal to me. I just thought it was not a big deal.
So tell us more about this costume. What do you remember?
It was just a little plain. I mean, back then, you didn't go all frills. You didn't deck out full makeup and full hair, and you didn't do it like we do now. It was just a little satiny fabric, and it, of course, went over your clothing. And the mask was what it was. It was just a mask, and just a, I mean, when I think about it now, it's probably kind of creepy, but but we thought it was the coolest thing back then. So,
so you brought it to school.
Yeah, in the little suitcase, and when we went to the bathroom, that's when we got around the little wall where nobody could see. Then I opened it up and showed, I think, one little girl, maybe two. I don't know. That was it. That was
such a rebel.
Oh, I know. It started early. Yeah, and my mom would have killed me had she found that out. She never did. Nobody told her. So she was quite strict, so that would not have flown. So, yeah, but there weren't a lot of frills. I mean, there just weren't. It was, you know, it wasn't like in the early 1900s. It wasn't quite like that. You know, we weren't getting to school on horseback.
Sure.
But it was, I mean, you know, it's all we knew. Mm-hmm. And then to be pushed up in this, what we considered a huge school with three classrooms in each grade, like, you know, but it was our own little community. Yeah. And some of us went to church there, and some of us, Ruth went to church in Garden City at the Baptist church. And we were Baptist, but we went to a little Methodist church there, several of us. So, and then that was nice. That was good. But yeah, it was just, I mean, you got your bangs cut too short, you know, for your pictures. You know, you had to wear a frumpy frock for your pictures. You know, you had to wear, as you can see in that picture, that was some kind of outfit there. I wish I had that cameo pin now though. But yeah. But yeah, the hairdos, yeah, they were something. They still are. But yeah, we have lost several. Ruth lost both of her older sisters. I've lost both of my younger sisters. And then I, you know, I've not kept up with some of these kids, most of them. So I don't know about some of them, but most of them are older.
Which one is Ruth?
Ruth is here. That is her, and this is her. Boy, my mom probably cut her hair. She really cut her hair short. And I wish I did have my singular first grade picture, which is a hoot. My mom had permed my hair. So embarrassing. It was literally frizz. Not what you suspect, like a perm on a small child would be all like tight, like curls, but like that. But it was too embarrassing. So embarrassing. Yeah, well, and then that was the shortest, I think, my sister's hair ever were. This sister and this one. She always had long black hair. Thick, totally unlike mine. My mom did not know what to do with my hair. Baby fine, and she was lost. So she just kept cutting it. So, yeah, fun fact. When I got married in high school and graduated, and I let my hair grow for 10 years to spite my mother. Isn't that awful?
I do.
I know. No bangs, no that thing. Looked just like a hippie. I did. Straight, parted straight down the middle, hung down your back. It was my form of revenge. Yeah. I remember at 9 years old going to that school. The only way I could keep my hair longer was if I would curl my hair in those awful little plastic foam rollers. Mm. You probably don't even know what those are. You do. Foam or not, you had to sleep in them. I had to sleep in them. That's straight hair. Mm. That's the only way it curled. Oof. So it was, you learned all kinds of ways to try to sleep through those curlers. Mm. But that was one not fun fact. When I went to school there, I had to. If I wanted my hair to be longer, I had to wear those ugly curlers all night.
Every day or just for picture day?
Oh, no. Every night. Ooh. To keep my hair longer, to keep her out of my hair. Get out of my hair, Mom. Just get out of my hair. Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, that was... That was something. I mean, some kids had great hair, and then there was me. But at least my mom didn't do that or that for, I mean, it was short the first grade. I mean, my first grade picture was very short. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. My sister next to me, Terry, always loved that picture. I'm like, what is it about you that loves that picture? Because I didn't. But, you know, that's part of growing up. Somebody's got a whack on your hair. And my mother had been to beauty school. Mm. She didn't graduate. She graduated from cosmetology school. But she and my grandmother went to beauty school together. And back then, you were either a teacher or a beautician, as they called them then, or a secretary, or worked in a factory, or you pretty much didn't work, or a grocery store. Then some people started to work in shops and ladies' shops. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I mean, even when I was young, a lot of women didn't work. So, yeah. There are a lot of single moms, or not single moms, a lot of moms that were stay-at-home moms, and then there were some that had jobs. So
when you left 8 Mile School, do you know how long it was open after that?
Just through that year.
Really?
Yeah, they annexed the next year. They were down to, I believe, about 9 kids. That number rings a bell in my head. So, mm-hmm. I think it was 9.
Okay. Where'd the kids go? Did they join you in Harrisonville?
Some did. And then, as I said, Rita went to Garden City to the grade school there. And some of these other kids were younger enough than me. This little guy, I think they went to Harrisonville because they didn't live far from us. But Rita, on the other hand, was, if you will, as the crow flies, she was on the other side of 7 Highway, out in the country. She was out in the boonies. So she was, I'm sure, closer to Garden City. And I'm pretty sure these Rushley kids, the Rushley guy, Don Rushley, went to Garden City. And then I don't know if he went to Harrisonville High School or not. He was older than we were. Mm. So I don't know about him. But.
And then you said, what happened to the building after that?
A family bought it sometime after that and did some work on it. I suspect they didn't do it all because it burned. And that happened a lot with older. Mm. And a lot of times they didn't redo the wiring, and then so there would be electrical fires, and but yeah, that was a sad time for Ruth and I. It was very sad for us to lose. For me, it was, you know, not only our school, but it was a piece of history that wasn't there anymore, and my kiddos, my boys, and their dad are quite the history buffs, and So we don't like to see stuff like that taken down or burned down or, yeah. And, you know, my childhood dreams have always been to see these Union Station-type buildings renovated, and I got my wish. It took a lot, but, yeah, that's what, when I was young, I went there with my grandfather and my sister next to me, and I was absolutely amazed. Of course, you know, we went to Kansas City because our two sets of grandparents lived there, but not to that. I'd never been in Union Station. I mean, we went to the Plaza Lights every year, but we didn't go in anywhere. And so, yeah, it was kind of sad, you know, a little bit sad. There's one remaining. And what school was that they moved to McEwen, Cameron?
I don't know which one. I'm not sure.
I can't remember either.
Rockford.
Okay, that's right. Now, there is... or was still one standing on 2 East. It's still there, I believe. If you're going to, what little town would you be heading to? Out to Highway East. It's before you get to, I think it's Z. Mm. I think it's before you get to Z, or it's right after you get to Z. And so there are a few left standing. Not very many that I know of, unfortunately. My dream was always to pick one up and move it and put it and have enough property, which we have 3/4 of an acre, which is enough property, mm-hmm. to pick up a school building and move it and renovate it. But I do know some friends who have done that, and I don't know which school it was, but she used the school for her upholstery business. They put it on their property out in the country. Uh-huh, and they were extremely good friends with my youngest late sister, Ronnie. And she taught my sister how to upholstery. So, out of that building. So, yeah.
So down in Appleton City, they moved that too?
They live outside of Adrian in the country. And I have to pick their, I can't pick their last name out of my hat. Pam and Eldon. And... so I suspect it was one of those schools mm-hmm. out there in their neck of the woods mm-hmm. That they refurbished and redid. So, yeah, you had field trips in that little Rockford school. Yeah, and, yeah. So my probably just you and Bronson, because the older kids, it wasn't there. They're too much older.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would have only been us.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Well, Robin, do you have any other stories you'd like to share or anything else?
I don't know. I've been trying to dredge them out of my brain, but I mean, there wasn't a lot of excitement there.
Sure.
So.
Do you know how the school got its name?
You know, that'd be interesting to look that up. I suspect it was roughly 8 miles to Harrisonville. Mm. Or Garden City. Because it was kind of in the middle there. I think I remember Ruth saying it was 6 miles to Garden City for them to go to church, I think, in Garden City. So maybe 8 miles from Harrisonville. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've ever measured that out, where the school sat. You know where it sat, right?
I know where it was. You've shown me where it was, yeah.
So, yeah, it would be interesting, but I believe it was 8 miles from Harrisonville. That's what I think.
Well, Robin, I think that's about all I have.
Okay, my brain's feeling kind of empty of memories. You know, like I said, being a quieter child, not boisterous or anything, I, you know, didn't get into trouble like some of the others.
Sure.
Probably, or... you know.
Though I bet if we got you and Ruth together in a room, you guys would probably, between the two of you, have quite a lot to chat about.
We were bringing up some more little tidbits last week. Yeah, just little things like the little book rack and things like that. But yeah, it was our little spot in the world for a few years. But not a lot of visitors came. I don't recall anything much like that, I don't think. Pretty quiet little place to go to school, actually.